Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Prince Podcast Minute. This is Michael Pickmo-Cotton-Dean, and joining me is Ida Harry.
Pickmo-Cotton, too. I think I'm in house, though. I'm a house nigga. I'm a little too
bright. You're not a bed winch.
A bed winch.
Well, I don't know how
what up, purple people? Hey, it is what it is.
So, we are back again talking about Purple Rain. And this is the podcast where we watch Purple Rain, the movie, 1 minute at a time, and then we talk about it. And today we are at the six-minute portion of the movie. And for some of you can hear that playing in the background, and I'll make sure to cut that off. There we go. Exactly. So let's start off here. Apollonia comes in the club. And
she running up in there. She done snuck in. She's running, kind of get past big chick. She's looking like, I hope nigga don't see me because I'm trying to sneak up in chair. So she's doing that.
And runs right into the Vine.
Yes.
Jill Jones. And I remember the first time she comes on the screen, I'm like, damn. It's like Marilyn Monroe-ish.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, wait, that's that one white girl. That badass white. I'm not going to say what I was going to. That was that badass niche from the 1999 video.
He had that up with Lisa. She was the one dancing with Lisa on the keyboard. That's her.
Like, God damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just fine. Okay.
Just fine.
And, bumps into Jill Jones, knocks the drink down. Like, I'm doing the 2015 version. Bitch, are you crazy?
No, but. Bitch, you crazy? Goddamn. But she's like, are you stupid or something? Watch where you're going. Okay.
And then we go back to Prince again for a minute. And, you know, Prince top form. You know, looks like crazy. Just.
This is okay. When we just watched a minute ago, I'm just taken back to how motherfucking fine Prince was. He was a purple fucking pork chop. I wanted to just gnaw on the bone. I'm like, yeah, damn. Woo!
I can't touch that one.
Yes.
I hear you. And we go back to the girls there, Apollonia. Jill's picking up the stuff, and Apollonia's like, I'm just saying, like, I want to speak to the manager. It's important. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a singer. I think he could use me. And Jill's just like, you got, whatever. You know, bitch, you got any talent? What do you do?
Man, you fine, but so what? Okay. The thing is, she probably sees a lot of women come in there and say that. Because at the time, that's how you had to get down. You had to go to the club or go somewhere and start to get your foot in the door by getting on stage. And she probably sees it all the time. She sees Apollonias every day.
Yeah, she's just like, yeah, follow me.
Yeah.
And just giving her total shade. And I love, like, when Jill turns to walk away, it goes back to Apollonia. If you really look at Apollonia, she looked like she has that look like, I'm going to have to beat this bitch's ass because she doesn't know I'm the wrong one.
I'm the wrong bitch. Because she's like,
because she's shaking her head like, this motherfucker.
Because she's like, do you have any experience? And Apollonia's like, yeah. And then Jill's like, follow me, bitch. And she's like, bitch, fuck. Do you know why I just went through to get to this motherfucker? My fucking boot got stuck in the door. Like, you better just take me over here.
And then all things stop for her. She walks down, looks like she's walking down some stairs. And she looks, sees up that stage. And her whole expression is like, first she's walking. And when didn't she notices Prince? And she just goes into, like, she did a double take. She's like, what the fuck? She's like, oh, shit.
Yes.
This nigga.
This nigga cheer got them, what the fuck is that? Curls, you know, what the hell was happening?
Yeah, and then, again, we see that briefly, but all of a sudden, you know, her character sort of changes for a second, and then it cuts away, and we go back to Prince, and we obviously see what she's looking at, and we're already mesmerized, too, and now she is, like, whoa. And then that's the minute. I mean, that's pretty much it.
That's him and that guitar. It's just got everybody. You know, it's just, you know, we barely see people with that kind of charisma even now. Sometimes when you grew up and you see charisma like Prince in the beginning of Purple Rain, just in general, or in the whole movie of Purple Rain, And now I kind of wonder what these girls be going crazy about with some of these little niggas now. I'm just kind of
I mean, you don't understand it.
like,
Women, they're
I done talked about that like that. Like, the songs trying to entice a woman is like, you gonna fuck it? Oh, nah. There's it in it. Oh, nah. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, I'm coming from where you was like Prince. Like, you know, you just an indescribable ooze talent and electricity and aura and just everything to want to fuck this nigga. No, I'm like, no, I don't. You ain't doing enough. You ain't coming with it. Sorry. What the hell?
Yeah, like I said, some people just have it. Of course, Prince has it, and this movie, he had it in spades. It was just, like I say, it was Uzi, it was purple pork chop.
Purple pork chop.
So yeah, there we go. So that's the first. That's that minute there. We're at the 7 minute mark, and Ida. Oh, we got to do a quote. I guess it's my turn.
Yes. Shit.
Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, the time.
Ah,
That was easy.
perfect.
Looking like actually comes in the next minute. So anyway, Ida, where can they find you?
Yes. You can find me www.chickensexandsemantics.com for my new podcast. It's on Stitcher and iTunes. And of course, you can catch me here with Mr. Big Mo Cotton Dean.
Yes, I was. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Purple Rain Movie Podcast. Please check us out at podcastjuice.net. Hey, as I always say, work it like a job. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace.